This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Okay, so Republicans in Congress subpoenaing Ghislaine Maxwell to appear before them. You know, the pimp for Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of problems here. Number one, this idea that you can trust a person who prostituted children to tell you the truth about anything is problematic.
Yeah, character and credibility questionable. Yeah.
Nothing that comes out of her mouth is going to be believable to me. I don't care what she has to say. She's a very bad person. Number two, right now, she's basically in the final round on her appeal. She's all the way up to the Supreme Court. She's trying to get out of prison, you know, in a short amount of time than her 20-year sentence. That makes her incredibly dangerous because she's going to say whatever she has to say. Number three reason this woman is very dangerous. She ran in all of those globalist circles that hated Trump. And right now, the people that are trying to destroy Trump, the deep state, the John Brennans, the James Comeys, the Obamas, that whole circle that committed so many crimes we're finding out about this week. Let me get more into some of those. They are right now like cornered animals. And Ghislaine Maxwell is a very formidable weapon. She could theoretically destroy Trump by coming out and making something up. And so when you're going to subpoena her and give her a spotlight, and we're going to act like, yeah, she'll tell us. Yeah, it's very dangerous. This is incredibly dangerous, what is going on here. I don't trust her. I don't believe her. Jonathan Turley, again, George Washington Law School professor, kind of nailed this. This idea that, oh, Ghislaine Maxwell's got all these smoking guns. No, she doesn't. She would have used them to get herself a better deal than the crappy one she got.
And this is well plowed over ground. I mean, you've had state and federal investigators all over this. Many of them were quite motivated when it came to Donald Trump. And so once again, there's a healthy degree of skepticism here that after all of that prior work, there's a smoking gun laying on the table. We'll have to see. But quite frankly, the move by Congress is probably going to be the most promising for the public. It might allow the public to hear directly from someone like Maxwell, but I'm not expecting anything significant after all of these years.
He continued with this.
The problem is that some of us are rather skeptical that there is something significant with Maxwell being withheld. If so, the expiration date on this milk ran a long time ago. I mean, she's been interviewed repeatedly by the Justice Department. She's had interactions with other legal teams. It would be very surprising if she was holding on to something that was a game changer.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's like, you know, why would you have waited till now?
Exactly.
You would have done this to get yourself not even to in prison. I mean, that's the whole point. If you want to stay out of prison, you try not to go to prison to begin with.
Exactly.
Not go there and then say, you know what, this is not working out the way I thought. Let's see if we can get out.
But, you know, it's already problematic for how it looks. Let me tell you what the question the media is asking. And if the situation were reversed partisan-wise, I would be raking the Democrats over the coals for this morning. And they said, well, you know, the Justice Department is, you know, sending a representative, Trump Justice Department sending a representative to grill Ghislaine Maxwell. See, you know, what's up with that? Well, who are they sending? Well, Todd Blanche. Well, who's Todd Blanche? Trump's former attorney. See how this looks?
Deputy Attorney General has reached out to Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney asking for an interview.
Yeah, I don't know about it, but I think it's something that would be, sounds appropriate to do, yeah?
Do you have any concern that your Deputy Attorney General is your former attorney would be conducting the interview, given...
No, I have no concern. He's a very talented person. He's very smart.
He's also Trump's former attorney. So here's the problem that they face, okay? So let's suppose she comes out and testifies and she gives you one black book and Trump's not in it. Well, they're going to say, well, look, I mean, the Trump DOJ already set this whole thing up. They hold all the power. She wants a reduced sentence. They've got the power. She's even talking to a Trump attorney. I mean, if she comes out and says, here's my little black book, people are going to say, well, where's the other one? Where's the one with Trump in it? If Trump's not in it, they're not going to believe her, given it's the Trump Department of Justice. She's currently fighting tooth and nail at the Supreme Court level, you know, to get a reduced sentence. If there's no Lisley, people are just going to say she got a deal from the Trump DOJ. And what if she gets a deal from the Trump DOJ to testify? Because if I'm her, that's what I'm asking for. I don't testify for free. Yeah. I might go to Congress and plead the Fifth.
Yeah.
You want something else?
Like a Biden administration official.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and she practically was. But anyway, Obama. So no, if there's no list, no one's going to believe it. If there's a list and Trump's not on it after this, no one's going to believe it. And it may all be true. That's the thing. The rabbit holes will never end. Trump is in a bad position. And the media is taking a huge advantage of it, I'll tell you. You know, I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about right now in a second. Here's the other thing that scares me, Lee, and I'm just going to say it, okay? Because we're all thinking it.
Right.
You know, I'm famous for that. It is easier right now for the deep state to find a fake victim who will lie and say Trump slept with her when she was underage than it would be to say find, I don't know, a third assassin.
Gosh. Okay, yeah, I get your point, yeah.
Yeah, you know, one of these people with these really weird overseas accounts and 17 cell phones.
Yeah,
he literally
right.
had 17 cell phones. Yeah, and then just not release any of the information, all 30,000 pages FBI buries it, because they're hiding something. It's much easier. You know, and we're on, here's the thing right now, okay? This is what scares me about all of this, is the deep state has its back against a wall. Tulsi Gabbard is not stopping. She's not quitting. She doesn't care. She says, hey, I got thousands more documents. We could do this all day long. Panic is setting in. They can't seem to find anyone who will shoot straight anyway.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a third assassination attempt right now is going to look weird. Fake Epstein victim, not so much. It'll be his word against hers. And that's the danger he's in right now. And that danger started the day that, for whatever reason, Pam Bondi went out there and said, oh, yeah, no, we totally got the Epstein list. It's on my desk. Yeah. And Alina Habba, again, Trump's personal attorney and then his general counsel said, yeah, I've seen it. It's going to shock you. They set themselves up for this.
Yeah.
And there's nothing's going to satisfy the public's bloodlust now. They created that situation. It's probably honestly the biggest gaffe I've ever seen. I got to be honest with you. It really is. Now, nobody is smarter at getting out of this kind of thing than Donald Trump. Okay?
That is true. The second you count this guy out is when he makes a comeback.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
And there's this other little thing out there, right? And it's sort of nagging at me. Trump has a very long history of saying really crazy things. Like, Obama spied on all my campaigns. Oh, wait, that's
true.
But it sounded, don't forget, it sounded nuts at the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Trump's position is Obama made up the Epstein files, i.e. spiked them with a lot of fake stuff, accusations that aren't real, and I can't release them. Is he saying Obama fakely put him in the Epstein files? Can he prove that? Well, that sounds as crazy as Obama lied so he could spy on my campaign. But it happened. Mm-hmm. So is he telling the truth?
She's given us just a very quick briefing. And in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey. They were made up by Obama. They were made up by the Biden information. You know, we went through years of that with the Russia hoax.
Here's a question. This is a question. I'm just throwing this out. And I can't wait to read the text line in the next segment.
Yeah, really.
Okay, so you're Trump, right? You're not in the Epstein files. You were friends with Epstein. Everybody knows that. He's in all the pictures. That's not exactly surprising. They were flying on the plane. I mean, everybody knows that. It's been out there for 2 decades. So did Trump go, well, I didn't sleep with anyone underage. I'm not worried about this. Yeah, sure. Release it all to Bondi and Alina Haba and all of these people. So they went out and promoted it and then realized these files had been spiked by Comey and Obama or whoever from that administration, Biden, I don't know who, with fake stuff about Trump. Is that what happened? Yeah. And now they're slamming the door on it. Something happened between now and February, Lee, and I can't make it make sense. I'm missing a piece.
Well, then they should never have
promoted they either
should,
it.
They, well, they never should have promoted it, but if they were going to promote it, they should have gone through every single page, paragraph, sentence, punctuation mark. They should have gone through everything to make sure that there was nothing that could even be, you know, to find out if something may have been fabricated or falsified or whatever.
Here's the next problem you got. They're now being sued by a cadre of Epstein victims for the full release of everything the government has. So that's one suit that's been filed. And now you got this other suit from your own side, Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch. He wants me to send him $10 every day. He sends me an email.
Yes, exactly.
And he's fundraising. I haven't sent him any money, by the way. Yeah. I usually do, but I don't know. He wants me to pay him to continue his lawsuit to get the Epstein list out of Trump. He's on our side. I love the work they do.
Yeah.
So he's got both sides suing him. He's got Republican Congress members who are like, forget this. I'm not running on defending, you know, keeping the Epstein list. So, you know. I mean, look at Ralph Norman's running around demanding the Epstein list right now. That's because he's running for governor, though.
Yeah, he's supposed to have an announcement on Sunday.
Special announcement on Sunday. Yeah, he's going to say he's getting into the race. Good. Everybody should get into the race. I think the more the merrier.
Absolutely.
So
almost as good as the Spartanburg County Sheriff's race.
Yeah. That's going to be wild. In South Carolina, we have a tradition of really wild sheriff's races.
Oh, yeah.
In the primary, right? The Republican primary.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And then in the end, several years later, somebody usually goes to prison. That's how we do it here.
It has happened.
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit. Google South Carolina sheriff in prison.
Right.
If you've just moved here and you don't know the history, it will drop your jaw or your drawers, too. I mean, it's in some cases. Okay. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Has been caught directly. So people say, oh, you know, a group. It's not a group. It's Obama. His orders are on the paper. The papers are signed. The papers came right out of their office. They sent everything to be highly classified. Well, the highly classified has been released. And what they did in 2016 and in 2020 is very criminal. It's criminal at the highest level. So that's really the things you should be talking about.
You bet it's criminal at the highest level. You bet it is. And so you see the desperation by the deep state, by the Obama crew, but also by the media to cover this up. And all they've got is Epstein. Epstein, Trump. So let me give you an example of what they're doing, because you're going to hear this from your friends and family, especially low information folks. Let me just give you a sense of what's out there this morning and how they're doing this. And it's very crooked. It's a woman by the name of Maria Farmer. She worked for Epstein. Not in the usual way, believe it or not, even though she was underage. She was the first woman. She was among the first women to report Epstein and his partner Maxwell and accuse them of sexual crimes back in 1996. And at the time, among a very long list of people associated with Epstein, she identified Trump, among others close to Epstein, as worthy of attention. She's all over the media yesterday. If you look at the headline that kicked this off, this round of it, anyway, she's been around for years. She's been running her mouth for years, but they're acting like she's new. This is in the Guardian headline. Jeffrey Epstein accuser urged FBI to investigate Trump decades ago. Oh, no. Well, what does this woman have? Well, you read through here. Farmer's account could indicate in what context Trump's name may appear in unreleased Epstein-related files. And what context is that? Well, she was working for him. She was very young. She was working for him as his secretary. She gets called to the office last minute. She runs in shorts. Trump shows up, she claims. This is her story. Who knows if it's true? Trump shows up. It's one night, 1995. She's summoned to Epstein's offices in the luxury building in Manhattan. She arrives in running shorts. Trump turns up wearing a suit. Farmer says she felt scared as Trump was hovering over her, staring at her bare leg. Well, you're wearing shorts. Epstein entered the room and she recalled him saying to Trump, no, no, she's not here for you. The two men left the room and Farmer said she overheard Trump commenting that he thought she was 16 years old. Farmer told the Times that she had no further... Let me read this part. Farmer told the Times that she had no further alarming interactions with him and never saw him engage in inappropriate conduct with other girls or women. She was Epstein's secretary. So isn't this article a nothing burger? Yeah. I mean, you got, this is what they do. You got to read two thirds or three quarters of the way down. No evidence Trump did anything. Person involved, despite the scintillating headline. Let's read the headline here again. Jeffrey Epstein accuser urged FBI to investigate Trump decades ago. It sounds like, oh, no, I knew he was abusing girls. No, but what's the truth? You get into here. Well, I'm the secretary. I was there every day. I saw the women and young girls come and go from the Manhattan building. Oh, you did? Cool. Did you ever see Trump with any of them? Well, no, actually, I didn't. Farmer told the Times, this is quote, Farmer told the Times that she had no further alarming interactions with Trump and never saw him engage in inappropriate conduct with other girls or women. Now, why isn't that the headline? Because they have nothing. They don't have anything. But that's okay. It's drip, 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 drip. Death by a thousand cuts. They know most people won't read three quarters of the way through there. And by the way, why would they include that line anyway? Why not just lie the way they used to? Well, because Trump just won another $36 million from CBS because of their lies. They're actually beginning to be made to pay for their lies. So they actually, the good news is they have to tell the truth in some of these Epstein articles they're running. It's just they bury it so far down, they hope that you won't notice, but also that Trump can't sue them. And this is the game they're playing. So this is how this goes, okay? Then CNN turns around and has this Maria Farmer, who has nothing other than I never saw him do anything untoward or inappropriate, and I was the secretary. I was there every day. Yeah, I saw Trump, but I never saw anything. I never saw him act inappropriate to women. I never saw him with the women. I never saw him with the girls. Now, listen to the way that CNN frames this last night when Erin Burnett has her on, as if this is a new bombshell.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for having me on, Erin. I really appreciate it because I need to say up front that I've waited 3 decades to be able to even be heard.
Wow. So Trump's kept her down all this time. She's been terrified. No. Google it. She's been doing it. Interviews for decades, but she doesn't have anything, so most people don't talk to her. Hold on with the music, because I got to finish with this. Laura Ingraham saw her, you know, Fox News host. Laura Ingraham saw Maria Farmer on CNN. Oh, I've been waiting decades to tell you my non-story about Trump. I saw him one time when I was wearing shorts and he looked at my legs. And? Well, he seemed creepy. And? You ever see him with women, girls, young? I mean, you were there every day? No. You ever see him do anything inappropriate? No. So he looked at your legs when you were wearing shorts. That's what you got. And he hung out with Epstein, but didn't do anything inappropriate. You know, I've been waiting decades to tell my story. Except she has had chances to tell her story. Here's Laura Ingraham on this same woman.
This is an important note. 2 years ago, one of my producers booked her on actually Jesse's show and spoke with her attorney for 6 months before that. But at no point during any of those conversations or during her interview with Jesse was Trump mentioned. But she was waiting 3 decades to tell her story. That does not make any sense.
Yeah. Well, this is, you know what? When you promise the public, hey, we're going to release it all. It's on the corner of my desk. And then you're like, ah! What Epstein files? What do I mean, Epstein files? Everything's cool. Let's forget this whole thing. By the way, he also killed himself. See, look, we got a video. Oh, that video doesn't actually focus on Epstein's cell. You mean the path to Epstein's cell? There is no video for it. Why'd you tell us the video proves? And this is what Bondi did this. It was a double tap on Trump. It really was. Why'd you tell us, hey, he killed himself and here's the video proof? That video not only doesn't prove anything, it's a joke. It looks like a cover-up. You know what I want to know about, where's Susie Wiles? What is she doing? She's the one, she's chief staff. She's the one who's supposed to be running the circus. Did nobody here go, hey? Because, I mean, when I saw the video come out, I went, what, didn't Bill Barr, because remember, Bill Barr was running the whole federal prison system. Didn't he admit that the video strangely and conveniently went out, the one that was focused on Epstein's door the night of the suicide? I mean, that's fact. It's been reported by the New York Times. Why are you telling us you have video when you don't have video? And why are you taking the great leap to, oh, and he didn't kill himself? He did kill himself because we don't have anyone coming or going, when you know darn well that video doesn't cover his cell. It covers a supply closet in somebody else's cell. Texter writes, if you were so paranoid about your legs, why are you wearing shorts? Well, she just come back from a run where she was running in shorts. Folks, I just bring you the news. I don't know. But the folks, this is what they're doing. And if you put in Epstein Trump right now and see what the mainstream media is doing, every headline reads like this. And every story comes to the same BS conclusion. He did nothing. I saw nothing. I never saw him do anything inappropriate, but he made me feel creepy. It's basically the gist of that. But I'm telling you, drip, 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 drip. Because they don't have another play right now. Unless they want to tap another assassin. I mean, it hadn't gone well for him, though.
Okay,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
This is how you should look at this from Epstein. Your liberal friends and family think Trump's living through some kind of unfolding scandal. But what this really shows is they don't have anything. They would use it if they did. Okay, did you see what CNN just did here? You got to see, it's exclusive. CNN exclusive. Newly discovered photos and videos shed fresh light on Trump's ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, no. Well, what is it? It's Epstein at Trump's wedding. Well, were there other people there? Uh-huh. Were they alone in the back with a young girl? No, he's walking in with his date. Okay. And I saw this picture and I went, that's weird. Because I've seen that picture before. These Trump Epstein pictures have been around for ever. A lot of people liked to swap them during the first Trump campaign. But that's really what they got. Exclusive. Newly discovered photos. I've seen these before. Newly discovered photos and videos shed fresh light on Trump's ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Listen to what they got, okay? You ready for this? Photos from 1993 confirmed for the first time that Epstein attended Trump's 1993 wedding to Marla Maples. Oh, no! Epstein's attendance at the ceremony at the Plaza Hotel was not widely known until now. Oh, where do you think they got this? Google Images. This has been reported. This is not new. So CNN dropped an exclusive bombshell showing Trump at a wedding with Epstein. Newly discovered photos. Those photos have been known for years. They're just lying. Well, it wasn't widely known until then. Until now, it's a secret. Yeah, it's everyone there too, I'm sure, who saw him come in with a date. It was all very super duper secret. What does this tell? Okay, what does this tell you? They don't have anything. They don't. Because let me tell you what, right now, folks, and this has been in the back of my mind for weeks, because they have known this stuff was coming. Because remember, it's been 3 weeks ago, almost a month ago now, CIA Director John Ratcliffe actually did the first prosecution referral to the Department of Justice for John Brennan. This didn't start with Trump, didn't start with Obama either. The deep state knows, we know. The deep state knows we got it, and the deep state knows this ain't going to be like Trump's last presidency where nobody gets prosecuted and he talks a tough deal. This is the real deal. When your CIA director and your director of national intelligence are sending criminal referrals, those are requests for prosecution to the Department of Justice. Criminal referral also, it includes all the evidence. This ain't last time. This is new. And it's based on new evidence that we've never seen before. They're in a cold panic, and that really scares me. Because the deep state's like a cornered animal right now, especially the key architects from the Obama administration that have so much to hide. Because you know what you pull when you start pulling these threads? You know where they go? They go back to the fund. They go back to the Pentagon. They go back to the $52 million that USAID snuck to the Wuhan lab. They organized and paid for the very research where the Chinese went into the bat caves, deep into them, got the bat diseases, extracted them, and then USAID accidentally, oopsie doopsie, lost the very viruses that were then used to weaponize COVID with the gain of function technology the Pentagon paid for, $52 million. That's all Obama. You start pulling these threads, do you know what's out there? Do you even understand how many millions of people are dead? Pull that thread, go ahead and pull it. They're in a panic because this is the least of what they did. So do you see what Obama did overnight? It's actually, this is the best play he had, right? This is what I would have advised him to do. He's out there saying he's outraged that Donald Trump has accused him of treason. And that Trump and Tulsi Gabbard, they're just super duper confused. And they always said there was no successful cyber attack, no votes were changed. And now Tulsi's lying about that. Tulsi's confused. Well, no. They justified censoring us for years on this idea that Russia had interfered in the election to try to elect Donald Trump when their own intel said the opposite. And that's the intel we have now. There was no interest from Russia in interfering in that election. There was no means to do it, and they did not do it. We have that. So Obama is trying to confuse. But notice what Obama did not address in his statement yesterday. The direction now declassified to James Comey to make Hillary Clinton's, in writing, I did my podcast on it yesterday, make Hillary Clinton's criminal charges go away. He thought they would reflect negatively on the end of his term. So what did they do? Well, what they always did. It's practically an Obama deep state tradition. They took the evidence of Hillary's crimes, all 8 hard drives, and classified them. Wouldn't it be neat? Wouldn't it be like a superpower? You could think about this. You can do any kinds of crime you want, just about. Maybe up to murder, who knows what she did. And the FBI will just classify it in secret. They'll take the evidence, classify it. And of course, now they're culpable because they've buried the evidence of very serious national security crimes, and they classify their own knowledge of it too. All at Obama's direction, we have it in writing. So when Trump's saying treason, yes, do you understand what was on those 8 hard drives? They were thumb drives. Not only evidence that top secret classified data from the CIA, the State Department, and Obama, in his dealings with the State Department, because she was Secretary of State, was removed illegally. Every one of those instances is a felony, by the way. There's so many felonies there. Who knows? It's dozens and dozens and dozens. But also that five foreign actors were able to access it on the server she deliberately left unsecured, despite her own team saying, hey, you might want to secure this server. And she's like, nah, I like it wide open. Better for the Chinese to get the classified data that way. Ooh, did I say that out loud? So that is what Tulsi Gabbard just declassified. The fact that Obama ordered Hillary's client crimes to disappear, and then they did. They were put behind classification. Does he address that? No. He doesn't, because he can't. What did they do then? To change the subject, they took Hillary's Steele dossier. She committed a felony creating. They ignored that, by the way. Took the Steele dossier, went inside the CIA and said, let's get rid of all this intel that says Russia's not meddling. Let's silence our top Russia analysts who say, no, there's no meddling with Russia. They don't care about our election. They're not interested. They're not doing anything. We'll silence them, create some new intel, and launch a criminal investigation into Trump. Cover up Hillary's crimes behind classification. That is what Tulsi Gabbard's talking about. And Obama hasn't addressed two-thirds of that because he can't. He did it. We got him dead to rights. The Senate had a hearing yesterday to give the victims of illegal immigrant brutality, and Joe Biden's too, a chance just to air their grievances, to heal in public. If you're a Democrat, not a psychopath, all you got to do is sit and pretend to care. Democrats used to be good at pretending to care about the human wreckage they cause. They'd pretend to care. It's all they had to do. But their seething rage against the voters who've rejected them and their love for those they want to replace them with was too great. They couldn't keep their mouths shut. But what Senator Padilla did yesterday was absolutely cruel. He's the lunatic who tried to rush, I can't believe people get elected now, who tried to rush Kristi Noem because he wanted his question answered first. Got subsequently, as you should have, taken down. Well, yesterday he took down the mom of an illegal immigrant murder victim. This girl is dead specifically for one reason, because, well, two really, Joe Biden caught her killer at the border in 2022, could not be bothered before they released him to call El Salvador. Had they done that, they would have found out he had a criminal history there and was an MS-13 member. A criminal history, by the way, as an adult, because that's what he was. But he showed up, claimed to be 16. We sent him to Health and Human Services, never did a background check, never did a criminal check. And they released him. Oh, and we paid for his upkeep, too. They put him in group homes, even though he was an adult, but we didn't know. That's what happens when you don't background check him. And then, just to make it super duper fair, we enrolled him in high school here in America. That'll come into play in a minute. Well, he would ultimately kill Kayla Hamilton, strangled her, killed her, and then sexually assaulted her dead body, which is devastating for her mom. Had the Biden administration done the legally required background check at the border, none of this would have happened. They would have found out that he had a criminal record and was a known MS-13 gang member, for whom, by the way, the government of El Salvador was looking. It was on a wanted list. Instead, get this, we put him in the custody of Child Protective Services. And he was enrolled, as I said, in Edgewood High School. Yeah. Well, after they got him for the murder of Kayla, he wrote a confession bragging about the four other murders he had committed and two additional rapes. So that'd be five murders total and three rapes. But, I mean, he's a good Democrat voter, I'm sure, would have been a great Democrat. So it doesn't really matter. But here's the important thing. After laying out what I just did, I can't imagine the pain it takes her as a mom to relive this every time. Senator Padilla, a true piece of human trash, had challenged her. This is the mom of a murder victim. This is who the Democrats are, okay? They have absolute scorn for you. if you care about your dead child and you refuse to shut up. Listen to this. She held her own. Thank God.
Raise your hand if you believe all immigrants are criminals.
Talking about illegal immigrants, or are you talking about regular immigrants?
Exactly. Microphone.
Yeah, he's microphone.
All immigrants. I'm using my words very.
Are you talking about illegal immigrants or immigrants who came here legally and did it the right way? Which one?
By a show of hands, raise your hand if you believe all immigrants are criminals.
That's not going to be a proper answer.
Or even most.
No, all illegal immigrants are criminals because they came here illegally.
So I don't think anyone here.
Nowhere in the transcript, by the way, is there, hey, ma'am, sorry for your loss. Must be painful. Must really hurt not to have your daughter this week because it's her birthday. None of it. None of it. They don't care. They don't care. And I think really that great sage Hunter Biden was really speaking for the party, as no one else really could, since he was practically the president anyway. When he said this,
you got David Axelrod and, you know, Rahm Emanuel. So fucking smart, Rahm Emanuel. We got to understand that these people are really mad. And these, we got to appeal to these white voters. Rahm, the only people that fucking appealed to those fucking white voters was Joe Biden at 81 years old. And he got 81 million votes. And he did because not because he appeased their fucking Trumpian sense, but because he challenged it. And he said, you can be an 81.
This is a guy who wants to invade El Salvador to save other illegal immigrant gang members. So what, they can come back and murder women like Kayla? I guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani,
inevitable! Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.